Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 68, AMC, I do want to talk about politics. Normally on this show, I try to leave politics out of this. And I'll give you two examples. One of the YouTubers I watch, obviously, is Lou versus Wall Street, or you know, whatever name he goes by now on YouTube. And I watch his videos, but I can't stand the fact that he was a Trump supporter. But I still watch his videos. Another one, guy goes by the Massalorian, and I watch his videos. He's also a Trump supporter. But they don't make too big a deal out of it, so I continue to watch them. And I think if you listen to this podcast, you know I'm a Democrat, and I don't like Trump, and I don't support what happened. And to talk about, you know, investing, particularly this day, I don't see how you don't get around politics. So if that's something you don't want to hear, fine, don't listen to this politics. I'll try to be civil. I'll try to be fair. But, you know, a lot of times I say, oh, I don't want to talk politics. I don't want to bring politics. Well, today I do. I do want to talk about politics today because it was something I had to confront within myself. So first things first, like I said, I tend to vote Democratic. I believe people, you know, I believe in diversity. I believe that historically there's a lot of people that didn't really get a chance and a lot of people that automatically got privilege. And I'm one of those people that got privilege. I know I didn't, you know, one of those, I know that I was lucky. I was born into a middle-class family and I had a lot of stuff given to me, right? I didn't have any choice in what family I was born into. I was born into that family, and I was lucky enough. I never had to. My parents paid for college. They bought me a car when I graduated, and they supported me, you know, a little bit when I moved out to California. Now, having said that, I've basically been, you know, working jobs since I was 14 years old. I've never received an unemployment check in my life. Now, I have gotten some of I don't know, what do you call it, the relief money, the stimulus checks. And let me tell you, my family needed those. We had two kids that were stay at home, and that impacted our ability to work full-time jobs and monitor the kids at home because daycares were shut down, and we needed those stimulus checks, and they really helped us. So I'm always grateful for that. But as for just like regular unemployment, you know, I've always worked, or I just, you know, lived off my savings till I got another job. So that's who I am. My dad, you know, was Army veteran. He was a West Point graduate. He is a Vietnam vet. I was an Army brat growing up. And, you know, I know that if my house was ever being broken into, you know, I'd call the police. And I support the police, and I know they have a very hard job to do. Now, having said that, the police are human. They're human like anybody else. And hey, listen, doctors are important too. But if you had a doctor that wasn't doing their job or wasn't doing their job the right way, they'd get in trouble for it. Well, that goes for cops too. And if a police officer's not doing his job the right way, then he shouldn't get a pass, he or she. So I'm just kind of setting some bases so you understand who I am and who's talking to you now. I'm not a crazy wacko. You know, liberal, I don't take drugs, you know. I'm pretty conservative, you know, in my personal life. I've been married for over 10 years, and, you know, we have two kids. And so I'm a pretty conservative guy, actually, but I tend to vote Democratic. And I'm just only setting that up as a basis for what I'm going to tell you right now, all right? When I hear people that are supporting Trump that maybe in the beginning that you could have found a reason to justify it, right? Might not have been my cup of tea, but okay. After he led the insurrection against this government to try and overturn a lawful election, he became very dangerous towards democracy. And by doing that, that disqualified him for ever being a leader in elective office again. Quite frankly, it qualified him for prison for what they did, right? But no more. If you're a Trump supporter now, I'm sorry. You're telling me you support insurrection against the United States government, which isn't perfect, But when you support that, when you go against this government, you're joining a nice group of people. We're talking about Nazis. We're talking about Al-Qaeda, the Soviet Union, Communist China. Those are the Confederacy that wanted to keep their slaves. That's the group of people you're joining when you support these insurrectionists. And I'm sorry, there's a part of me that at a certain point, there's a line, and that crossed the line. And I'm sorry that was your party that did it, and your guy that did it, but they did it, and you have to take responsibility for it. Now look, I'm no Liz Cheney fan, but she's doing the right thing. God bless her. Would I ever vote for her? I don't know, but she's doing the right thing. It's called a profile in courage, and that's when you stand up and do the right thing. I think there's a lot of Republicans right now that quite honestly are just being cowards because they know if they don't have Donald Trump's support, they're going to get voted out of office. He's going to primary them. He's going to do nasty tweets, and they're going to lose support of those Trump voters. And they look at the math, and they may not like it, but they go along. Now, I listened to that book on 1944, all right? So let's play a game, okay? It's May 1945, and the Allies are closing in on Berlin. Which side are you on? Are you on the side of the Allies that are about to take Berlin and have victory in Europe Day? Are you on the side of Hitler, you know, in his bunker getting ready to kill himself? Okay, you're on the Allies side. Okay, good. I got you. I got you there. All right. Well, let's go back to D-Day, June 6th, 1944. They're landed on the beaches. And there's no guarantee D-Day is going to be a success. Are you on the side of the Allies or are you on the side of the Nazis, right? Okay, you're on the side of the Allies. All right, you're with me. Okay, great. Got that. All right, let's go back to it's pre-Pearl Harbor, right? Let's say September 1941. We haven't entered the war. Do you want to get involved in the war in Europe or do you want to stay out of it, right? That's not our business. We don't Now it gets a little harder. I don't know. Are you going to go, you know, do you want to be in on it? You don't want to be out. Okay, well, all right. Now we're going to go back even further. Now we're going to go to, the mid-30s or when Hitler started invading countries. Does that mean anything to you? Or when he started taking away the rights from Jewish people? You do anything then? Which side are you on? Where are you at on that, right? Okay, well, now let's go back a little earlier when Hitler comes to power. You know, here's this guy that was a brown shirt. He tried to take over the government once before. They sent him to prison, but now he's come back and he's clawing his way into power. Does that concern you? No? Okay. All right. Well, let's go back to when they did try it. This wacko Hitler and his brown shirts thugs. They tried to take over the government, but really they're just a bunch of clowns. That's nothing to worry about. You know, what side are you on then? Like, at what point do you take a stand and say, I'm not going to sit back and watch this happen? That no, that you crossed a line. And for me, January 6th was that line. And there were a lot of people, I had a lot of friends on Facebook. And I would see their stuff and I would let it stand. After January 6th, that was it. You're gone. I don't have any friends that are in Al-Qaeda. And I don't have any friends that I know of that support the January 6th insurrection against this government. All right? And the man that led it, Donald Trump. The man that has been so divisive to this country, the most un-Christian person I can ever imagine, Donald Trump. This person that has divided this country, corrupted our laws, you know, was into criminal conspiracy after criminal conspiracy, and because he was president, he could hand out pardons to his collaborators like Skittles. That's crazy. Never before. Unprecedented. Richard Nixon didn't even do that. Didn't even hand out a bunch of pardons to his buddies. You know, Nixon got the pardon from Ford, but a lot of the people that were involved in Nixon's crimes, they all went to jail. All right. So my point is, you can tell how I feel here. All right. So last night, I had heard that Trump was starting up his social media company. And the first I heard of it was he was calling it Truth. Right. Which is funny, because anybody with half a brain knows that Trump is probably, you know, working for the Russians, or at least sympathetic to them, or they're his business partners. And the Russians are very happy about Trump and what Trump has done to hurt America. Look, we're rivals with Russia, right? And anything they could do to weaken us helps. And the Russians know we have some sore spots in this country. And they do everything they can to aggravate those sore spots. And they knew Trump was perfect for this. Okay? So when everybody says, when he says Russia, oh, it's all a hoax, it's all a hoax, and it's not. It's not. They were involved with Facebook and putting these Facebook ads. They wanted Trump to be president. And as president, he did a lot of things I'm sure they were happy about. All right. So my point is this. In the old days in the Soviet Union, they had a political publication that published all the Soviet propaganda, right? All the lies and baloney they wanted the world to believe about communism and the Soviet Union. And what did they call this publication? They call it Pravda. And Pravda was Russian for the word truth. So Trump's coming out with this big social media platform, and what does he call it? Truth? Pravda? I mean, come on. I couldn't believe it when I saw that. That was the first thing I saw of it. And then, like, the next day, I barely might have heard that it was going to be trading. I wasn't aware of this until later in the afternoon. And I was taking my son to a rock climbing class. And I'd noticed on, like, Twitter and stuff that this thing that was going to be partners with Trump, you know, went to the moon. Like, it went from 14 to 50. And I was like, crap. You know, it reminded me of AMC. And I was a little jealous, right? I was like, crap, you know, that you could have made money on that, right? But I was like, well, but it's Donald Trump. I can't make money on that. I don't support Trump. I'm glad he got banned from Twitter. He's dangerous. He's dangerous for this country. Dangerous for democracy. Dangerous for the world, quite frankly, right? And I was like, well, I can't support that. But my God, yeah, you could have made money with this if you had known. And at that point, it was around $50 in after hours. Now, in the hour or so that my son was in his class, from dropping him off and picking him up, that stock went to like 68 and was hitting 70. And I was like, holy crap. You know, last time I saw something like that, and not even to that extreme, was AMC. And that's when I knew AMC was the real deal. And I got everything I could in the game that night when I saw the after hours like that. And the next morning was June 2nd. That's when it doubled in price. So I knew that this could be huge the next day. I also knew the rug could get pulled out from under it, but I knew both possibilities were there. But we don't have any money to invest in anything like that. So the only way I would have had money was what? Selling AMC. So I had to confront the idea, like, hey, do you sell AMC, which is doing nothing right now, reinvest it into this Trump stock, this, you know, DWAC, and, you know, double your money, right? Or triple it. Who knows what could happen to it the next day? Or do you take the chance that the rug's going to be pulled out from under you and you just, you know, put AMC, you lost your AMC to, you know, this pump and dump, right? So, but to me, I said, hey, listen, I can't look at myself in the mirror and make money off of this stock, off Donald Trump. That's going to be Donald Trump's new platform that he's going to try to, you know, who knows if he's going to run for president again. It's like, I can't do that, right? But I know, having done that, that it probably is going to make money. But then again, I knew the last couple of times I've entered something, it was always too late to be on that major upswing, and I get sort of left holding the bag on some things, right? Or I just do okay. It's not anything game-changing. So anyway, I didn't do anything in after hours that day. But that night, I knew big things could happen to this stock. So obviously, I got up and I was ready for, you know, the pre-market hours, before it opened. And of course I watched it, and of course it went up, went up dramatically. And, it was pushing like $80, $90. And I'm like, wow, if you'd gotten in, I could have probably gotten in if I had gotten in at the last minute before the after hours, the day before closed, probably could have got it at like $66, $65 maybe, that it was going up and down. And wow, if I had done that and could have got it, I'd made $30 a share watching it go from like 66 to 96. And then of course it opened. And I was talking to my wife. I was like, we know, but we talked about it. We said, we can't make money off of this. This isn't anything we believe in. And it just wouldn't be right to have the feelings that I have, but then turn around and say, but I'm going to make some money off of this, that I can, spend the last 6 years railing against Donald Trump. But yet when it comes to my money, that's where I'm going to invest it. And I couldn't do that. So of course the stock opens and it runs like hell and it gets halted, almost immediately. And I'm like, wow, political feelings set aside, that was pretty impressive. And it did it a few times. It would run like hell, to the point where it got to $175 a share. And I was like, man, is this thing going to go to $1,000 a share? Is this going to be what the MOAS is like? Like, it's just going to run for a second, and then they're going to halt it, and it'll run for a second, and then they'll halt it for 20, 30, 40 minutes, whatever. And I watched it, and I was worried. And I was also worried, like, what are people going to do with their AMC shares? Are they going to take all their money out of AMC and put it in this? And listen, I know there are a lot of people, a lot of apes, a lot of people in on AMC that support Donald Trump. And that's one of the great things about our movement, is it isn't that political. Every once in a while, you'll see somebody tweeting or posting about it. But for the most part, we're apes. And we're our own community, and we're there to help each other. And I've talked about this before. It's a good sign of people putting political divisions aside and working together for a common cause. And I was curious, like, who was going to sell AMC and invest it in this? And I know it's hard. The last few podcasts have all been about the frustration that we're feeling about the stock not going anywhere and not doing much. So anyway, but then, it started to come down. And I felt a little better. Look, there's part of me that like is just like, hey, listen. And what's funny from, and it was going up and down a little bit at that point. And like I was watching, we had Matt Kors on, and he wanted to jump in. He's like, well, I could tell he was on the fence about it, but he wanted to get in. He bought 20 shares at $117 a share. And then, but then after that, once he bought it, that was it. The bottom fell out and it went below like $100 at that point. And at that point, I think it basically stayed there. It would go up and down. And there's a part of me, listen, if you got into this thing at $20, $30, $40, $50, $60, you made money and you kept it. You didn't, sell it. Hey, even now it's at, in after hours, it's at $76. So, you still would have made money. And I don't know when you would have sold it, but you could have made money whether you were selling it high or, you're holding on to it now. You would have made some money on it. I'd love to have made $17 a share on AMC. But it, regardless, but the problem is if you got in on this thing, I saw people posting that they had gotten in on it at $175 at that high, and that, they got their legs cut off. And like I said, it's at $76 right now. So if you bought this thing at $175, that's about a $100 drop for you. And vice versa, if you shorted this thing at the beginning, like I'm no Trump fan, but I don't mess around with shorts. But if you shorted this thing out of spite, thinking, you were going to get them and you shorted it like $14, $20, $30, you could be hurting. So that's dangerous too. But I didn't really like what Matt Kors did. And I understand people wanting to make money. And this is the point I was getting to about the timeline of World War II. At what point do you take a stand and you say, I don't believe in this? This is dangerous, and I will not support it, even if it is financially in my interest. And that's what happened in Germany. This stuff was going on, but people said, hey, they're in power. This is how you make money. This is how you get along. You got to, you know, get along by going along. And I couldn't do that. You know, even if it would have been money, I couldn't do it. And it was hard. You know, I talked to my wife about it. Because, like I said, we're, you know, we could use some money right now. We could have used some quick cash. And maybe you justify it that way. Like, look, I'm just going to make cash off this. And I promise I'll donate some of it to, you know, some cause that Donald Trump hates, right? But I couldn't do it. And I didn't do it. But I did buy one thing today. I kept my eye on AMC. And it got knocked down about $3. And it was, most of the day, it was like it. $36.30 for most of the day. And at that point, and even though we don't have a ton of money, today is my birthday. So I got a little bit of birthday money. And I said, you know what? I'm using a little over $100. I think it was $110. I'm going to buy 3 shares of AMC. And even though right now it's at $36.77, I got it at like $36.29. You know, so maybe I made 50 cents per share so far, $1.50. But let me tell you, by sticking to my principles and not being lured into the easy money of, you know, this, I don't want to call it a pump and dump necessarily, but the rush, the FOMO, by not going against my principles and standing my ground and not investing in it, even though could have made money. That $1.50 I did make with AMC, it makes me feel like $1 million. And it makes me feel good. I don't know what Monday will bring. But for now, I feel good, and I'm proud that, you know, AMC did go up here in the after hours a little bit. It's up like 25 cents, and, you know, great. So that's where it is. That's where, I don't know what the future of this, you know, DWAC is. Like I said, right now it's at 76. And I got to tell you, you know, it was hard seeing all the, in the beginning when this thing was going to the moon and you saw all the, you know, the Trump tweets and posts that people were like, had Donald Trump on a rocket and stuff. And they were all like, oh, making my bank account great again. You know, it was a little unsettling. You think, wow, he's back. He's coming back. Or, you know, what danger is it, you know, is this country going to face? Because again, let me reiterate, the man led an insurrection against our democracy. We had a vote. He lost. Quite frankly, he lost the popular vote twice. He lost the Electoral College by the same amount that he won the Electoral College. At, which he called the landslide. So his words, not mine. He lost. And he couldn't accept that. His ego, one, whether he just really missed getting his get-out-of-jail-free card by being president, now he can be sued and has all these court cases going on, or whether his fragile ego could not take the idea that he lost and he's a loser, and he's going to put the country through what he's going to want to put the country through just so he can claim that he didn't lost and he rightfully is back as president. It's scary. It's very scary. And what's scarier is people not getting that people not understanding the dangers of this man or just willing to go along with it. I saw someone posted, you know, a thing about their gas prices. Hey, no one wants to pay a lot of money for gas. That, you know, I get it. And people post the pictures that they're frustrated with that. And all I can say is post the pictures of January 6th when they wanted to take over the Capitol. And we're no different than a lot of these other countries out there. It can happen here. You think it can't happen here? It can. Civil war and dissent can happen anywhere. We're all human animals. And we just can't allow it to happen here. It's too dangerous. Look at what happened in Afghanistan, you know. Do you want a bunch of guys running around with guns and pickup trucks, making up the law? and deciding that who's going to be able to go to school and not go to school just on their personal beliefs, right? That people don't have the right, these human rights, that they're going to determine what your rights are, and they've got a gun and a knife, and they'll cut your head off or they'll shoot you. It's scary, and people think it can't happen here. It can. So I'm very protective of it, and I know I don't bring politics into the podcast, but this was one instance where it was unavoidable. So I don't know where you're at, whether you are a Trump supporter and you gladly got into DWAC and maybe you made money on it. Maybe you are diamond handing it and it will go back up and make money. Maybe you are ambivalent to Trump. Like, you don't see the problem there and you don't mind making the money. Or maybe you do see, maybe you do see a problem with Trump. But hey, it's money, right? It's money, right? So, or maybe you hate Trump like I do, but you couldn't miss the opportunity to make some money. So I'm glad I did what I did. I don't know what the future holds. I still, who knows, you know, I miss making the money. But I'm glad I stood by my principles. Something I talked to my wife about too, and I talked about my feelings about this, and she felt the same way. Like, no, we can't invest in this. This is, quite frankly, it's poison for our democracy, and I'm not going to support the poisoning of our democracy with more lies. I know he calls it truth. The reason he calls it truth is because it's going to be lies. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I have to say that. And I know it's hard for some people to hear that. And I know Democrats are not perfect. All politicians are not perfect. And they're flaws. But some are much more dangerous than others. And I would end this podcast on this note. Let's say there were babysitters, right? You have different babysitters. And babysitters are imperfect. They're human, young kids. And let's say you had one babysitter that you caught maybe, you know, taking a drink of wine. Like you knew that there was more wine in the bottle when you left the house, and maybe they dunked some wine. Or maybe you know you had a Ring door, you know, video monitoring system, and you saw that her boyfriend showed up at the house and she wasn't supposed to have guests over. Okay, so maybe you have that babysitter and they're flawed, right? And that's bad. But then you have another babysitter that you catch, you know, watching child porn at your house, right? Not only is that illegal, obviously, but it's immediately disqualifying to be a babysitter. And trying to, you know, both sides these issues, like, well, all these babysitters have issues, right? No, 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 no. Some issues are disqualifying. And leading the country into an insurrection, leading your supporters to violently storm the Capitol to try and keep you as president after you've lost the election, that's disqualifying. And I'm sorry if you believe that the election was stolen or the mail-in ballots or whatever lie they're trying to peddle to you. But he lost. I'm sorry. He lost. And there was no way. And he's a danger to our democracy. And there's no way I could have, you know, lived myself by trying to make money off of that. Now, you make your own decisions. I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. But, you know, hopefully this will be the last podcast like this. But I had to be honest. Like I say, we always keep it real. And I just wanted to keep it real on this issue as well. So hopefully it'll be a better week for AMC next week. And we'll talk about it on the next episode of the AMC podcast.